WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, folks. Welcome back to Overthink and Cure, your daily dose of calm in a chaotic world. I'm your host, Riley Hart, and let's be real, life can get pretty hectic, right? Between work deadlines, social commitments, and the constant barrage of information, it feels like there's never enough time for anything else. But here's the thing, self-care isn't a luxury, it's a necessity. And that's why today we're talking all things Self-Care Sunday. Because honestly, who doesn't deserve a little dedicated time to recharge and reconnect? So grab your favorite comfy clothes, maybe a cup of something warm, and let's dive into making Sundays truly special for you. First off, let's bust that myth that self-care is all bubble baths and face masks. Don't get me wrong, those things are amazing. But true self-care is about being intentional with your time and energy. It's about listening to your body and mind, and giving them what they need to thrive. Think of it like this. You wouldn't run your car on fumes, would you? So why treat yourself that way? Now, here are 5 key takeaways for making Self-Care Sunday a game changer. 1. Embrace the power of no. Learn to say no to things that drain your energy or don't align with your priorities. It's okay to decline invitations or delegate tasks if you need space to recharge. Remember, saying yes to yourself is always the best answer. 2. Unplug and reconnect. Put down those phones, turn off notifications, and give yourself permission to be present in the moment. Whether it's reading a book, spending time in nature, or simply enjoying a quiet cup of coffee, disconnect from the digital world and reconnect with yourself. 3. Move your body in a way that feels good. Exercise doesn't have to mean grueling gym sessions. Find activities you genuinely enjoy, whether it's a gentle yoga flow, a walk in the park, or dancing around your living room. Movement is medicine for the soul. 4. Nourish yourself with wholesome goodness. Fuel your body with nourishing foods that make you feel good. Think fresh fruits and veggies, whole grains, and lean protein. Skip the processed junk and treat your body like the amazing temple it is. Remember, you are what you eat. 5. Indulge in a little pampering. Now, this doesn't have to be anything extravagant. A warm bath with essential oils, a face mask, or even just taking the time to brush your hair and put on your favorite outfit can make a world of difference. Ever feel like you're constantly running on empty? Like there's never enough time to take care of yourself? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm, and every day feels like a race against the clock? Well, let me tell you, I've been there. And trust me, neglecting self-care can lead to burnout, stress, and even physical health problems. But here's the thing, taking time for yourself doesn't have to be complicated or time-consuming. Think about it like this, remember that time you were feeling super overwhelmed? Maybe your work was piling up, you had a million things on your mind, and you just felt completely drained. What did you do? Did you hit the snooze button and try to power through it all, or did you take a moment for yourself? Even if it was just 5 minutes of deep breathing exercises, taking a short break can make a huge difference. And that's exactly what Self-Care Sunday is about, carving out intentional time in your week to recharge, reconnect, and prioritize your well-being. It's about listening to your body and mind, and giving them the care they deserve. So, remember folks, self-care isn't selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure you're filling yours up. By taking even small steps to prioritize yourself on Sundays, you'll be setting yourself up for a more balanced, fulfilling week. Let me know in the comments what your favorite self-care practices are. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little reminder to slow down and take care of themselves. Until next time, keep those minds calm and hearts happy.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.